Welcome to the Projector Movement Podcast, the ultimate mystery school for projectors, weaving astrology, holistic psychology, and earth-based ritual to empower you to step into your role as a guide for the future. This is for you, the 20% of the world that's inherently different than everyone else. We're projectors, we're different, and we love it. Hello, projectors. Charlie here with my beautiful wife, Sarah. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you. Hello, projector movement watchers and listeners.
We are going to be diving into it's the beginning of 2024. So currently we're in Joshua Tree, California, and we're taking a little bit of a projector retreat, you know, as I like to describe it, a projector heaven where we are. So much space, so much mountain. Snow-capped mountains, beautiful walks, all the things that a projector could want and need. And as we transition into 2024, there's a new energy being birthed. There's a lot happening in the world. A lot of people are setting intentions. And there's actually a few different specific, different sort of New Year checkpoints that we want to go over with you. Because in the Gregorian calendar, obviously, the new year is January 1st. And then we have the Rave Human Design New Year, which is January 22nd. And then we have the Chinese New Year, which is February 10th. And then we have the Astrological New Year when we move into Aries, the first sign, which is March 21st. So there's a lot happening at the moment. We're at the beginning of 2024. And I just want to pass it over to you, Sarah, and see if you want to share about that before we jump into some of our intentions that we set and invite people that are watching or listening to join us in setting an intention for 2024 as a projector.
Yes. For me, I really connect to the seasons and the cycles of nature. And so this new year kind of energy doesn't always resonate with how I'm actually feeling because we're in Capricorn, we're in winter. It's this really internal time. And as Charlie mentioned, we took ourselves away out into Yucca Valley. It's 32 degrees Fahrenheit at night here. Maybe that's 0 degrees Celsius. And I've been really inspired to just go inside and to really kind of do a lot of retrospective thinking, recapitulating, if you will, and just slowing down. Lots of warm foods, lots of no plans, allowing myself to really, you know, access the bear medicine. You know, I think of the bear in the wintertime, just kind of going into its cave and hibernating. So, and with that being said, you know, being that I live here in 2024, in this world that goes by this calendar, I also took the time to set some beautiful intentions and really get clear on kind of what am I wanting to seed in for this coming year and what kind of feels relevant for me. And so I say that and share that if projectors out there, if we're not feeling that initiation or that energy of like celebration, and we're just kind of still honoring the seasons here in the north and in the US, it's winter. I know, Charlie, where you're from, it's summer, but here it's the winter time. I just wanted to name that. That's quite normal. As Charlie mentioned, you know, many other calendar systems don't honor the new year till a bit later.
100%. And I've looked astrologically and also through the human design lens of the gates, and definitely there is some powerful sort of new beginnings once we cross into the human design new year, so the 22nd of January. So I would recommend just taking a bit of stock at the moment. Most likely it is a bit more inward. Most likely there is healing if you're on that journey and on that path. And if you're listening to this video or podcast, you probably are on a bit of a healing journey, and a lot of things will probably be coming up for you, being highlighted. But towards the end of January, there will be some new opportunity to birth new things in a more powerful way.
Mm-hmm.
So just being aware of that, but setting an intention, like speaking directly to life, to God, to the universe, whether that's in prayer, whether that's hollowing yourself out, quietening the mind and seeing what intention wants to come through, ultimately so you have a vision to move through. And whether that came January 1st or whether that's coming in a few weeks for you, it's definitely a sacred thing to do. And Sarah and I have already set in some potential intentions. And if you want to share a little bit about that, Sarah, we did that on December 31st and January 1st. We were transitioning from Northern California out to Joshua Tree. We're moving through Long Beach. It was a transition period. But we definitely took some time to pause and to listen within. And we sat together, we quietened down, we dropped in, and some beautiful things emerged of intentions that we want to carry into 2024. And we'll see if they unfold, you know, coming over the next few weeks. But if you want to share anything about a little bit about that process.
I actually will name too, like part of this year, it was really clear to me that as I am progressing along my projector deconditioning journey and just becoming more aligned within myself, that one of the things that came through, this was one of the three intentions that we set, but I actually took myself off my personal Instagram for the time that we're up here for 6 weeks. I really am not interacting much with work except once a week when we do a podcast or a live that felt resonant. And I actually wanted to share a bit more about what this process is like as Charlie and I are walking the path of deconditioning, as we're also here guiding the projector movement. And seeing how just from doing that over the last week or so, just removing myself from social media, how much more time I've had to drop into myself and drop into my own journey of nourishing myself in a way that's not so go, go, go energy or more masculine things that I know projectors, we can get caught up in this world. And also seeing that the challenge of slowing down. So with that, I just wanted to name that has been kind of the birthplace of this 2024 cycle for me, is really, really cutting off from life and connecting back in with just the rhythms of going to bed when the sun is setting. Charlie and I were waking up around 5:30 in the morning or so, when this before the sun rises, in quiet meditation, and seeing how that has really been supportive for our projector essence. And it actually feels really good, even though there's challenge. So for me, when Charlie asked me about, if he's like, what are the three words, if you had three words to describe 2024, what is that? And for me, the words that came were nourishing, relaxing, and receiving. So those three words, nourishing, relaxing, and receiving, are words that can fall short in the path that I've walked in this life. And this year feels like a year of an internal, diving into my internal waters and really becoming more nourished within myself and allowing life to flow through me even more, and to relax and to continue to discharge this perpetual motor that I know many of us, like I said, can feel like we've been on.
Yes.
Yeah. What are yours? What are your three words?
Well, I want to add, earlier today we went to a yoga class here in Joshua Tree, and it was a five elements yoga class, and they focused on water. So that was good for you, getting the nourishment. Yeah. You just mentioned the word waters, but that was a very nourishing class, I think we both left there being like, wow, that was a really, it was almost like a workshop, quite sacred experience. So that was beautiful, obviously helping you along your intention for 2024. What are my three words? So yeah, when we dropped in, I took some time and these are different words from last year, different intentions. Each year, definitely there's a pivotal new energy or something that sort of is clear and guiding me towards, you know, we both have the channel of transformation. You've got two channels. I've got one. So I've just got transformation. So these words, yeah, you've known me now, Sarah, for quite a few years. And yeah, you know that my life is, that's probably a focus of mine. Yeah, discovering within myself or bringing light to aspects that there are shadows or unearthing things within me so I can be more whole and more free and more aware in this world at this time. So the specific words that came through me for 2024 are integrity. To me, that's a big word that like holds a lot in it. Integrity for me is aligning my inner world to my outer world, my truth through my voice, through my needs, through my boundaries. It encapsulates honesty. And I just see something that is that has integrity, has roots and wholeness. So there's that's an element of integrity. And so 2024, that's what it feels like, roots, wholeness, building a stronger relationship to myself that's aligned inner and outer. And then from there, the next intention is masculinity. Being a projector man, I can definitely, I was born with feminine traits or feminine, there's an essence in the projector aura that there is a sensitivity, that there is a receptivity. And a lot of men definitely carry this, which is a beautiful thing. But then to consciously develop masculine qualities, to consciously develop powerful action, quality action, structure, timing, containment, your word, commitments, these type of things. 2024 for me, I don't know if there's also something about them being even numbers, like 2024 just feels like there is some structure, some holding there. And for me, masculine feels like that's wanting to come through more firmly in my being. And then from there, my third intention is union. So that is an intention that is very specific to you, Sarah, because mm-hmm. it's a, we got married last year in April, and I feel the sacredness of developing a relationship with myself and that integrity and bringing that structure and masculinity into my being more. And then also what's it like to then move into deeper union with mm. another being, and that being you. Mm. And that within it encapsulates communication, bitterness within my system, working with that at times, or boundaries or needs, or how can a whole being come together with another whole being, that being a focus, and merging into union and creating more than 1 + 1 = 2. I think it's very rare to look out into the world and see a union that carries with it many elements, you know, elements of healing and transformation and real reflection and real authentic communication having the ability to show up completely as yourself as well, but have care for another. And rather than what many marriages maybe happen is you sort of start shutting down, you know, compromising or for the other. But how can it actually be a nourishing flourishment of two beings supporting one another and also merging? It's a very spiritual journey, I feel, marriage is and union is. So this is the third intention.
Beautiful. Not to mention that we're both projectors trying to do this union and also come into alignment and find our balance there. And I'm honored and so grateful that we're walking it together. It's relationships and projectors. It's a learning, beautiful dance.
I think one of the reasons why it can be challenging, any projector in a relationship, is because of our aura. We penetrate, we focus externally. So in that we can lose ourselves in the other. We can also be too penetrative. So we're actually too direct and it's like, ouch, like the other person's like that sort of was pretty direct. And at the same time, we're super sensitive. So that can be a bit of a contradiction. It's like, I'm so sensitive, but like, I'm just like focused and penetrating out. Like, so having the awareness of the aura is very important, and being around people, you're going to absorb the other. So also blending in alone time and certain structures, and then real quality time as well, because projectors can really merge together because we're so open. We're so absorbing of the other. We can get lost. So it can be a beautiful, magical experience. But if we don't have the necessary relationship to ourselves or boundaries or structures, then it can also bring up bitterness that we're sort of losing ourselves. And so it's definitely a journey for projectors to be in relationship, but it's a beautiful, magical, spiritual experience.
Yeah, I would say that too, you know, with relationships. And, you know, I say this because that's a common thing that we get at projector movement, is that, you know, people want to know relationships are challenging. And, you know, it's really a platform for us to do our own healing for our projector inner child. You know, so much of what I feel, Charlie, you and I have been navigating is our learning how to set boundaries, which we never did when we were children, learning not to lose ourselves in the other, which is things that we can easily, a projector trap or pitfalls that we call them here. And seeing the beauty and being able to talk about it together and hold each other in these ways of restructuring how not only want to be with each other, but, you know, our relationships really mirror the rest of the world. So, all beautiful parts of this deconditioning process.
100%. Is there anything else you would like to share at this time, Sarah, before maybe if you wanted to offer like a brief meditation or just some guidance for people to find an intention for 2024? Or
yeah, I was thinking about this before. If I were to, you know, every projector, we're all so unique and we're all at different places on our journey, but I would gather that a lot of projectors are seeding in their intentions perhaps for the new year, and some themes or some points I would love to just kind of sprinkle in there is that if you're a projector that's experiencing some level of bitterness or some level of stuck energy or frustrated with job or frustrated with relationship or not getting the invitations, the focus for that isn't to go out and get the right job or the right relationship. Our design as projectors, truthfully, is our aura does our inviting. So how can we be the invitation? And the way that we can be the invitation, meaning be the aura that's going to invite people in, that's going to allow us to be successful and get the right invitations, is through not doing or changing, or, you know, changing jobs or something external. It's through moving inward and doing your work, being radically honest with ourselves and where in our relationships, if we're the guides of the future, right? Where in our lives are the areas that we couldn't stand so proudly on? Is our physical health a mess? Are our relationships a mess? Are we struggling interpersonally? Is our emotional health not well? Those are the areas that want to bring our nourishment and our focus on this year. It's through going inward and doing our own inner work that the outer aura that we penetratively omit will bring us the success that we need. So that's my advice to those who are feeling a bit stuck, a bit overdone, a bit burnt out. All key signs that there's areas in our lives that we want to focus on internally, not point the finger, not change, not keep working harder at, but actually coming back in and letting our inner world be the invitation. What about you, Charlie? What about the projectors that are like, you know what I'm doing? Invitations are coming. You know, there, you know, not every projector out there is in a bind or in their bitterness. You know, some are in their expansive state. What would you kind of guide them on, or give them some tidbits along their paths?
My mind can go pretty like back and then forward. And like, if we zoom right out, we could begin with 2012 was like an opening of a portal. 2020 was like the midway. 2027 is definitely a new frequency is being birthed on the planet. And there's a breakdown period happening now. From 2020 to, you know, now, most likely it's been pretty like focused, unless you've just been going and everything's good. But there has been some focus on some healing, some wounds, some introspection for us projectors. I see 2025 ultimately being a bit more grounding, a bit more expansive, opening, moving up into 2027. But every projector is a different story. You know, you could be a 15-year-old projector, you could be a 90-year-old projector, you could be 40, you know, in the prime of your career. Like, you know, everyone is in a different space. But ultimately, I see 2024, if things are moving and you have your own business and it's going decently well, then I would say continue in that way, but don't force a huge expansion and I'm going to triple my revenue this year. If that happens, amazing, all the power to you. But ultimately, we never want to force, and this is not a year of forcing. There's still awarenesses, there's still healings, there's still openings that, you know, let's all admit it, we're not perfect human beings, and we grew up in a quite a unstable, addicted, unhealthy society, codependent, all these things. Mm-hmm. And so if you're like, no, I'm ready to go, like probably a little more like some slowing down at times and closing the eyes and going within and seeing, where am I bitter? Where does this stem from? So even if things are going well, definitely still prioritize the inner work, deconditioning, absolutely. Continue as you are. Most likely things will keep going and it can increase. But just don't force yourself into like, I'm going to double it because this is my time. It could be. Everyone's very individual. But still, this year is a year of learning for sure, of growing, of growth, and there's growing pains. So if that made sense, that made sense. If that didn't, you know, Sarah, you might want to add something, but that's what I would say.
No, it made total sense. And I want to just add on to that just a bit about, cause you brought in the portal in 2012 and 2027 and, you know, projectors, we came here, you know, 200 plus years ago with a body that is connected to the feminine energy. Our purpose, part of our purpose and just existing is to bring, as we all know, that the feminine energy, divine feminine, she's coming back on this planet. It's been out of balance for a while. And we're here, these guides, simply by our physical bodies to bring in this design, because truth be told, even generators, the structure that we're living in, they're burning out, you know, because we're living in a culture that Charlie just named, codependent, addictive, working 9 to 5, like this very masculine, productive, generating energy, that generators are burning out. We've been burning out. And the way that we usher in, the way that we guide, is when we are living our lives connected to the feminine essence. And what can be challenging, and I heard this the other day, and I think it's brilliant, that projectors, our bodies are feminine, but our minds can be masculine. And so this really full powered mind can overrun our more receptive, tender, sensitive bodies. And this woman that I was listening to also shared that, you know, generators have a masculine body, so they're more durable, and their mind is more feminine. So I just wanted to share that here, because I thought it was really powerful. Saying that, whether you are thriving in your projector essence and successful in your work and relationships, or you're in a place of burnout and bitterness, let that be an umbrella to your 2024 intention, is to harness and to come back into that feminine essence, and to treat ourselves and our bodies that tenderly, and nourish them and be with them in a new way. That will really pave a more easeful journey, where I believe invitations will come. I believe the success that we're looking for will come. And the health that we're looking for will come when we honor that our bodies need more rest, need more play, need more time that's not scheduled minute by minute by minute by minute by minute, and that we have some opening, we have some expansiveness. This is the medicine for 2024.
Beautiful. There is some medicine. If you want to spend a couple of minutes going into or inviting people to find an intention, does that feel resonant for you at this time?
Yeah. The invitation would be, if you're driving and listening to this, don't do this. But if you wanted to kind of figure out, you know, where is your being walking this 2024 with three intentions, we invite you now to close down your eyes and to just breathe deeply into your low belly. Just taking a moment to land within yourself. Beginning to notice the earth below you, the place where your feet are resting, where your sit bones are sitting on. Dropping into the spaciousness of your breath. I like to bring one hand to my heart and one hand to my low belly to just symbol a sign of love, and see if you can even do that tenderly, the soft touch. And for this practice, I even invite you to send the corners of your lips up. Not to force anything, but just to send a message to your nervous system to relax in this moment, as we begin to drop a little deeper to see yourself and see the path that you're walking this year, the path that you desire to walk, even if you don't know how you're going to get there. Begin to see yourself with all that you need, with all that you desire. And in this moment, if you were to have three words that would anchor in this path for you for 2024 as an anchor to come back to, what would those three words be? Whenever you have received your three words, you can take a moment again to just send your being, send your projector soul and projector heart and projector mind just a little bit of mother's love from within, some gentle, nourishing warmth. And then when you're ready, you can come back into the space, open your eyes, and hopefully you were able to receive some anchoring words for you. And if you are watching this on YouTube, we would invite you to share your three words below so we can kind of create a soup pot of projector intentions for this year as we all are collectively traveling together. It's so beautiful to witness and to be a part of. So hope that was helpful. We wish you a very, very happy, happy start of what's going to be many points of a new year, it sounds like. The year
level
of the
one
dragon.
Complete.
What?
Level one complete. There's level four levels.
Complete. Yeah.
Next, the human design, next, the Chinese, and then the astrological.
I'm personally an astrological. I resonate with that New Year's with the Aries energy. Like, okay, it's getting a little warmer out over here. But like, even wherever we are, Aries is that like first of the chart and just ready to charge. And like, I got all my lessons from being inside and disconnecting from the world. And here I am. So I really honor that as the cycle that my being kind of starts into that energy again. But again, why not celebrate four New Years? Who's to say we can't play with that?
I'll go with the human design New Year.
Okay, so you're the rave.
We'll see what happens. So okay. My New Year starts a little earlier, but I'll be off to a good start.
All right.
Before you get started.
I'll be in your future.
Totally. You hang out in the future.
Yeah. And this year, for those with the Chinese astrology, we're moving into the year of the wood dragon. So dragon energy this year will be exciting to see how all this new charge plays out.
100%. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Many blessings to everyone who's listening or watching along, and have a beautiful start to 2024. Okay. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you felt the magic. If you're not already part of our community over on Instagram, come and join us at Projector Movement. We also have some incredible offerings that will serve as a guide in your life and will ignite your projector spirit over on our website, projectormovement.com. Until next time, remember who you are. Remember who you are.